Thank you for choosing another presentation from the Southside Seventh-day Adventist Church. We pray that you will be blessed by the following sermon and that the Holy Spirit will speak to your heart.
I was in so much pain, I could hardly stand up. Matter of fact, the next day or so, I was in intensive care and in the hospital for about 15 days. Came to a whisper of losing my left leg. And that's what's, I was in so much excruciating pain at that time and trying to talk. But today I'm all right, all right, all right. The pastor gave me a call. How you doing, Brother Carlisle? I'm doing fine. How's Sister Carlisle? She's doing okay and everything. I don't think I'll be in town. You think you could take over for me? I said, well, okay, I could do that. And so I have some friends that I walk with. And I told them, I said, well, I need your help. I got to do a little sermon. And they said, okay, well, what can we do? I said, I just need, something to work towards in preparing a sermon. And so one of them said, well, I got a theme here, Bridging the Gap to Eternity. And I said, whoa, that sounds good, Bridging the Gap. And as we think about it, it's the gap. That's the problem. Something can go wrong because there's some kind of expansion there. There's something that you can fall from or you can fall through. And so today we're going to try to look at how we can bridge this gap to eternity, and so that we can make sure that we can get safely to the other side. Amen? Shall we pray? Our gracious Father in heaven, we just thank you so much for your loving kindness. Be with us as we study thy word and guide us to all understanding. In Jesus' name we pray and we thank thee. Amen. In early writings, Sister White was talking about she saw the redeemed of God, and she looked up and there they were walking on a pathway. It was high, and as they were walking, some of them got weary. They said, we thought that the city would be a lot closer. And maybe we think that maybe we should have been in eternity long before this. But here we are, we're still here. Somehow, something still yet has to be done. Amen? And we talk about all the violence, the wars, the rumors of wars, and things that are affecting us. And, we get a little weary. As bad as it is, it's still, it hasn't happened yet. But believe me, it's coming. Amen? But she says some fell off, and they fell into darkness and fell into this world, as it were. They actually just gave up. And we don't want that to happen to you. Amen? We just want to make sure that we're going there. Psalms chapter 19, verses 12 to 14. Who can understand his errors? Cleanse thou me from secret faults. It's a secret even from you, believe it or not. It's a secret. Sometimes there are things that happen in your life that you have no clue that I would ever do anything like that. As a matter of fact, sometimes we hear stories of somebody doing something in the neighborhood and they committed some crime, and the first thing they want to do is interview the neighbors. Well, what do you think about John over there? Had you heard anything? All I know, he was a good man, quiet, kept to himself, had no clue that he was like that. You just don't know. And you worry about it, you know, by the grace of God, there go whom? There go I. You know, did I make that kind of wrong decision? And there's secret faults, secret that is unbeknownst to you. Another example here is David. Nowhere in David's life do you see him being a peeping Tom or anything like that. He seemed to be, you know, in touch with God, and he was a man after God's own heart. And yet, just one incident caused him to, well, let's look at it. 2 Samuel, verse 11, chapter 11, verse 2. Here we find David having problems sleeping. 2 Samuel 11, verse 2. And as it came to pass in the evening tide that David arose from off his bed and walked upon the roof of the king's house, and from the roof he saw a woman washing herself, and the woman was very beautiful to look upon. Just happened to be there at the what? Wrong time, wrong place. Never thinking that he will end up plotting and killing her husband for the wife. Just recently here in town, three young individuals did some things, drastic deeds, and the mother at the courthouse, she was lamenting, "That's not my daughter. She would never do nothing like that. She was what? In the wrong place at the wrong time, certainly with the wrong people." These things can overcome us at any time, because sometimes we don't know whether to turn to the left or turn to the right. You just don't know. And sometimes we find ourselves even in car accidents. If I'd have just left 5 minutes earlier, or if I had stayed in the house a little bit longer, something would have kept you from having that accident or doing something. Maybe I wouldn't have got that ticket either. But we just don't know. And we just need to make sure that our hands is in whose hand? God's hand, because he's the one that watches over us. And sometimes we go through life, especially young people, they find themselves, you know, at their young age, you know, and thinking that I what? Know it all. You know, nothing's going to happen to me. And they really feel sure that I'm in control of the situation. And believe it or not, they have no idea that they're not in control. I go to prisons, and I was talking to a young man, hardly in his 20s. I got life. I'm never getting out of here. What do you do? He said, I was just in the wrong place at the wrong time. Something went down, and there he was. Thinking that he was in control, and there he was looking at prison for the rest of his entire life. These are the things, and we trust in ourselves, and we can find ourselves in so much trouble. In verse 13, it says, "Keep thy servant from presumptuous sins, lest let them not have dominion over me. Then shall I be upright, and I shall be innocent from the great transgression." Presumptuous sins, these are sins that you commit before you sin. You know, they said, did you hear that? These are sins you commit before you sin. What kind of sin? What at in the Ten Commandments, which is this? Which commandments is this? What is the Tenth Commandment? There's always a plotting that goes on first. You're scheming. Whatever it is, it goes on first. This is the great sin of Satan that got him into deep trouble. I will be like what? The Most High. I will, build my thing above, high above the fathers, and it all. And this was his great sin. This was the sin before he got into the rebellion. A sin before you commit this great transgression. A lot of young people even find themselves, I wonder how would it be if I just smoked a cigarette? What would it be like if I just took one drink? I just want to see what it's all about. A sin before you sin, thinking that, I just want to experience it, just to know what's going on. Not realizing that those that take the first puff don't quit until what? They dying of cancer. They never quit. They take the first, they never stop. Take the first drink of alcohol and they're forever drinking, sneaking and drinking. It leads to other things. Next thing you know, you're on harder drugs. All because of that first experience of doing what? Taking the small baby steps, as it were, thinking that I got everything under control and that nothing can happen to me. That first step, that presumptuous sin, that leads into bigger things. And we cannot engage in that kind of thinking. Amen? We are righteous and holy people. Maybe you don't believe that. Lord, I don't know. Forgive me. They don't know. You are a righteous and holy people. Amen? That's who you are. Right down to the very infant here, the youngest infant that we have. All the young people, you are a righteous and holy group. And we need to act like that. Amen? We are the examples for the world. As young people, you are supposed to stand up to the principles of what young people, young Christian people should be acting like. Amen? Not experiencing the things of this world, not partaking of these things, not plotting, not trying to experimenting and all that kind of stuff. We should be the A examples. Amen? And you think that, I'm past the teenage years, but long as you're drawing breath, amen, the devil can cause you to trip and fall. Amen? We're not, even the older ones are not immune. We talk about the young folks going up over Fool's Hill, but then again, there's another saying, there's no fool like what? And so we find ourselves, we're all in that boat. We want to make sure that we have our feet planted where on good, firm spiritual ground. Amen? That we live in this existence here. We should be totally in unison, as it were, as a group and as a church. The park experience last week, it was just phenomenal. We fed everybody in the park. They were coming, and they gave our clothes. This is a Sabbath day experience. That's what you're supposed to have. Sabbath is supposed to be enjoyable. It's supposed to be light. It's supposed to be something that we're sharing with other people and engaging them and everything. It's not just to go home and not do anything. Amen? those are the things that we, and I commend the little group, Hans Nim, that they pulled this thing off. And it was such a privilege to be a part of it. Doing positive things. And I'm quite sure we test a lot of lives out there. Amen? Because they said someone was on the cell phones. Man, this is a church group down here. They just handing out food, handing out clothes and different stuff. You know, it was good. It was good. We had a great time. The food was great. Plenty of it. And they're talking about Frito boats. We had Frito yachts. Big ones, you know. I mean, everybody, once you ate that, you were full. Big yachts. And that was good. And they chose the right food, and it was good. It was so great. And having those experiences. There's other characters in the Bible who were presumptuous. Samson. Yeah, if I tell her my secret, it'll be okay. She's not going to tell nobody else, you know. We love each other and all this, and I can share this with her. Presumptuous. And what happened? She told him, behold, the Philistines are here. And he thinking that I'll do the same thing I did every time. But this time he went to break his bonds and nothing happened. And he realized that God had departed from him. Presumptuous sin. Uzziah, the one that studied the ark, it was shaking and he thought that it would fall, and he went to brace it and he kindled the anger of God. And you said, well, you know, he was just trying to do a good deed. The problem was, how was they supposed to carry the ark? On poles. Not in a cart. All that, they wasn't supposed to do that. They were supposed to be hand carried on a pole, and that's how they were supposed to carry the ark. And they didn't do that. And presumptuous sin, I can study it, but it doesn't work. Saul, when he was supposed to kill all the Amalekites, he was told to do what? Kill everybody, the babies, the cows, the sheep, everything. Well, maybe the Lord didn't quite mean all of that. You know, we got the main guy, and we'll bring him back as a trophy. And then we saved the best of the lambs and everything for to worship with and all that. But Saul came in and the prophet came and told him, you were supposed to obey God. Take out everybody. And did they do it? No. As a matter of fact, they let somebody get away. Because you read about it in the story in Esther. There was still a descendant of that family that they didn't kill. Somebody got away. And so we have the story of Esther and that drama being played out. Haman was a descendant of that group. And he was the enemy of the Jews. Presumptuous sins can cause you to stumble and fall before you commit the big ones. And we say that because it mentioned about the great transgression. But sin is what? Sin. And all of it will cost us our lives. But we cannot even engage in thinking about them. Amen? We cannot even engage in considering those types of things to get into. I was reading about Satan, how he was so upset with Enoch that he couldn't get him to, he tried everything to tempt the man. He just couldn't do it. There was nothing that he could do. Enoch was just patterning himself after God. You know, he just imitated him. And he just couldn't do it. And here was a human being that he just could not, you know, of a group that was after Adam had sinned, and yet he found an individual that was born in sin, yet was still worshiping God as the way he should. Amen? I don't think he was the only one. Amen? I think there was a lot of other ones. You remember Elijah said, Lord, I'm the only one. Everybody else had forsaken you but me. But I don't think he was the only one. And matter of fact, you're supposed to be the ones. Amen? You're supposed to be the righteous and what? Holy group that should rightly represent God in these last days. Amen? That's what we should be doing. Satan should be so upset because of what we stand for. So upset because we praising God. So upset because we got the best programs going in town. So upset that we're going door to door spreading this gospel of Jesus Christ. So upset with us that he said, I wish I could stop them, but they're just a big machine just moving. But I don't know. We seem to lag and get weary in this life. And Sister White mentioned that she saw them getting weary, and what did they do? They fell off. We can never let our God down. Amen? We have to be on our jobs 24/7. Our hand has to be in God's hand at all times. A presumptuous sin is a sin that you what? That you commit before you what? Before you see it. And one way we can try to take care of that, in verse 14 it says, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. If we think about that he watches my conversations, the things that I say and the things that I'm thinking about, if he's considering all these things, then I got to make sure that the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in his sight. We are the holy people that God has chosen for this last day. You're the privileged ones. I used to run track. And used to, yeah, okay. And in a relay race, you know, the ones that's bringing home the baton to the winner, and you reach back, and the last man we're the ones. We got the baton. We're the ones supposed to take it across the line. Amen? And we want to make sure he chose you. You're part of this group. You embrace this gospel of Jesus Christ. You're the ones that he chosen here in Bakersfield to help bring this thing to a close. You're the one. You know that, well, the Lord has really done anything with my life. I don't know what. You're here. You're part of this group. And you're the ones that the baton has been handed to, this gospel of Jesus Christ, to carry it right on to the end of time. And that's what we should do. We should have the best young people in the community. We should have the best programs. And we should be, all of our young people should be taught of the what? All of them. We shouldn't gamble on anybody because anybody could be lost. Even our young folks could be lost. And we don't want that to happen to them. Amen? Amen. And we just want to make sure that we are doing the best that we can to live up to all that God has intended for us. I know that being that we are holy and righteous people, maybe you got yourself all together. I don't know. I certainly pray so. I know I got faults, and I, you know, mind just wandering sometimes, and you got to constantly, you know, shake your head and stabilize yourself. You know, okay, you know, I just want to stay focused. And sometimes the bombardment of everything, and the young people, they have to go through everything. I was listening to a commercial, and it was advertising a beer, and it's Dos Equis or something like that. And the man looked so suave and cool and everything. You know, just say, Dos Equis. You know, the young people, they're drawn to these kind of things, you know. And, you know, be so suave and be part of that. But the thing is, we cannot let Satan what? Tempt us and cause us to want to experiment with these things, these presumptuous sins. That before you find yourself drinking, and before you know it, you're an alcoholic, you done left the church, and all these types of things that would happen to us. But you are a holy people and a righteous people. Amen? Amen. In closing, we just want to make sure that we're all on the same page, that we're united together. Amen? The thing is, we want to, as a force, we have to unite ourselves to make sure that we're carrying this gospel of Jesus Christ right on down to the end of time. And I certainly have, you know, in my life, I want to make sure that I'm doing the best I can. And I need this destabilization of the church. I try to involve myself in the church work to make sure that you know, that I'm doing the things that I should be doing. And but if we are not, you know, if we just need a little pulling together, maybe this will be a good time today. Amen. If you need the prayer, if you need the unity, just maybe, you know, just because I certainly need the prayer, amen? If you just, young people, if you just say, well, you know, I've been thinking about some of these things, the sins of the presumptuous, maybe I have been enticing myself thinking about what if I just experimented. What if I just did that? It's even to the point of breaking curfew. It doesn't take much for something to go wrong on a night out after curfew. It just takes one thing. You could be sitting in the car, somebody go into the convenience store. Next thing you know, he's running out the store. Let's go, let's go. Don't rob the place and everything else. Cops stopped you, everybody. Y'all are going. Wrong place, wrong time. Should have been home at curfew time. It's not that the parents are trying to override you, totally control you, but they realize the danger. The danger that's out there. Amen. If anybody need a little prayer, need a little encouragement, why don't you just come on down? Because we all are in the same boat. We're just trying to get there. Just, is there anybody? Because we certainly need all our young people, all the adults, to help spread this gospel, to make sure that we got everything under control in our life. Everything. I appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you. We don't want to be dropped off. We don't want to get weary in any way possible. We just want to make sure that we're just doing what God has intended us to do in these last days, to help save other young people, to help save other individuals. And we appreciate you coming. We're just so thankful. appreciate it. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. And we just, oh. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
To thee, my precious Savior, I surrender all.
Our gracious Father in heaven, again, we just thank you so much for your loving kindness. We appreciate also the things that you've done for us and watching over us and keeping us. We thank you, dear Father, for the life that you led, that you left glory to come down and to live as part of the humanity and suffering on our behalf, all just to save us. And for those who came here this morning, rededicating themselves to serve you as best that they can, that you would keep them from any secret sins in their lives that they don't know about, and from any presumptuous sin that they might commit by just thinking that I would like to try this, or maybe I would like to do that. But help us to remember that we are a righteous and holy people, dedicated to serving you throughout the rest of our lives. We ask, dear Father, in a very special way that you give us strength, especially for the young people. Many are graduating, many are moving on as to different stages of their lives. We just ask, dear Father, that you be with them in a very special way. And for the parents, keep them, we pray. We thank you again for Larry, for seeing him, for our prayers being answered, that he is here among us. We appreciate it so much. We just thank you again so much because of your loving kindness and your mercy. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for listening to another powerful presentation from the Southside Seventh-day Adventist Church. We trust that you have been blessed and pray that you will choose to be used by God. As always, stay blessed by the best.